This is the closing market report on this 10th day of March 2017. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, joined now by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible. First, thanks for being over at the Beef House at the All Day on Tuesday of this week. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Oh, it was fantastic. What a great group of growers. Really engaged, great questions. I love that when I get to give talks like that.
Can you give us kind of a big picture idea of where we are in the weather? This is one of those times of year when things change pretty dramatically.
Yes, and if you like change, get ready for it, because it's going to be a wild ride for the next 30 to 45 days. You know, we've had a really difficult time, honestly, when given the forecasts on trying to pinpoint what the rest of March and beginning of April are going to look like, because there's a lot of factors at play. The big one is, you know, most of winter was dominated by a really strong, what we call Pacific branch of the jet stream. And that's why California through Washington State and interior parts of the West have been so snowy. Well, that same pattern, you know, is pushed across the southern U.S. for most of winter. And that's why we really lacked the cold in February. But what has happened during that time is over the last 15 days or so, some really, really cold air has been pent up in the northern parts of Canada and western Canada. And over the next few days, that cold air is going to be unleashed across the northern tier states into the northeastern United States. So here's the thing, you know, in Champaign, we're sitting squarely on 5.3 inches of snow right now for the year. And we've got a system coming through that's going to get here tomorrow that is incredibly powerful. Now, it's not so much the strength of the low pressure system, which is what we usually talk about, but instead the strength of the high. That cold air sitting over Canada has built a dome of high pressure where the pressure values are right now at over 1,050 millibars. Now, in my world, that just means the pressure is incredibly high. And on the leading edge of that, we're going to get some really cold air that kind of moves in here for March. Now, remember, in March, you got some pretty high sun angles. That works really hard every day on keeping the temperatures warm. But this air is going to be cold. And as it comes through, we got some snow spreading across the Dakotas, into Iowa, parts of Nebraska, and then Missouri, southern Illinois, and then getting into where the Ohio and the Missouri River kind of come together. So the snow at the beginning is going to miss for us listeners here in central Illinois for the first round. But then we got a second system, a second one that comes through, and that low pressure system is going to give us the chance for getting a little bit more snow upstate. Maybe 1 to 3 inches of snow is what I'm calling for right now on Monday. So this is such a change after we had such warm temperatures. We were in the 70s in February, and now all of a sudden March gets here and we are on a roller coaster, and we've got temperatures getting back below freezing and some snow to be talking about. So yeah, this, you're right, man. This is a time of year where things get crazy.
What are the big stories you see across the United States?
Yeah. So the big story, I think, over the last week has been what's happening with the drier conditions that have spread across parts of the Central Plains. So I think parts of Oklahoma and Kansas, a little bit in Nebraska and Colorado. There were some monstrous winds sustained at like 40 to 50 miles an hour that burned quite a few acres in the central part of the U.S. over the past week. And we also had some fires earlier in the week in Missouri, which is also in drought. Now, last week's drought monitor update, which is a great resource here, had drought creeping into the southern half of Illinois and the southern half of Indiana, as well as almost all of Missouri and a small part of southern Iowa. So we're talking here a big chunk of the Corn Belt, the southern part of the Corn Belt. Well, the newest update, because of the rain that was received in southern Indiana, has pulled them out of drought. The southern half of Illinois got a good dose of rain as well, which means we're just right now barely in the first stage of drought. And what I mean by that is, a good rain at the end of March or in April can wipe it out entirely. But as we talked about in detail at the All Day Ag Outlook, you know, we really focused on watching that drought and where it goes over the next 45 days, maybe over the next 60 days. Because if it's mid-May and I'm still talking about drought in Missouri and parts of southern Illinois, that is a cause for concern, as it can spread with the right weather conditions during June and July. And that's something that we have to keep an eye out on. Right now, I'm not too worried about it. I'm keeping an eye out, but I will be watching that drought very closely in the coming days.
And finally, as we wrap up our time together, maybe we should do March, part of April, and then do you have an outlook as well into May, June, and July?
Yeah, so while March and April are going to be really a roller coaster ride with temperatures, we are getting some hints that the start of the growing season, so let's just call this, you know, the first couple of weeks of May getting through the month of June, looks to carry a warmer than average bias. Now, I'm not talking about massive heat waves, not talking about 100 degree temperatures just yet. Nobody can figure that out at this point. We're just looking at the overall patterns suggesting that we might see a slight warm bias to the start of the growing season. And if that starts off in June, you know, there's a pretty good chance that it carries over into July and even into August. Now, is that cause for concern? You know, a little bit of warmth is fine. It's actually great for our crops. The concern is over the precipitation. And if we, you know, we get into a dry spell there at the end of June and for the first couple weeks of July, that could be really tough. And right now, there's just not enough long-range guidance for me to tell you one way or the other what I'm expecting for June and July precipitation. My long-range systems right now are not seeing any major stress, but that's a really challenging thing to forecast at the beginning of March when you're looking, you know, a few months out for precipitation anomalies. So, yeah, great question, but there's still a little bit of kind of a few things there that kind of cloud my judgment on trying to figure out that that June and July precipitation pattern just yet.
Thanks so much, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Great, thank you.
That's Eric Snodgrass. He's with Agrabull, joins us on this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.